The U.S. government delivered 188,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Kigali over the past week, quickly followed by more than 300,000 doses. In an exclusive interview with VOA, the U.S. ambassador to Rwanda, Peter Vrooman, said the delivery of the vaccines promised by President Joe Biden goes through partners who decide how to allocate them.
And so the allocations are made in consultation with the Africa Union and COVAX, so they know best which countries have which cold chains and which needs at what time.
COVAX is the worldwide initiative to get vaccines to low-income nations. Its backers include the World Health Organization and Gavi, the Global Vaccine Alliance. President Biden's commitment to share vaccines comes after several human rights groups said rich and powerful countries are hoarding vaccines, while vulnerable people in poor nations are dying for lack of shots. Ambassador Peter Vrooman says that given that the lives of unvaccinated people are at stake, vaccines should be provided.
Tonight there will be 300,000 doses, and that I'm sure will go quickly into the arms of Rwandan citizens who are waiting at and eager to receive the vaccine, especially at this time of the Delta variant. So wherever you are in the world, we have to do our best to be mindful of how viruses spread, what we can do to stop it, and vaccination is a key way to do so.
Rwanda is currently battling the COVID-19 variant Delta. Daniel Ngamije, Rwandan Minister of Health, told the Rwanda Broadcasting Agency the government is grateful for help.
We commend partnership between our government with the U.S. government, but also with other partners who are part of COVAX, like UNICEF, WHO, and other partners, because this mechanism works, and this will allow us to vaccinate and increase the coverage of people who should be vaccinated with different vaccines that are now available.
The Rwanda Biomedical Center reported that on Thursday there were 496 new cases and 16 deaths, bringing the total number of deaths to 996. The World Health Organization reports Rwanda has had more than 81,000 cases since the pandemic began 18 months ago. Eugene Uwimana for VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.